Good morning, everyone. We are here to discuss the Chernobyl disaster. I'm Dylan.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Maya.
And we are the Chernobyl disaster specialist. Before we get into Maya and Haley's thoughts on the Chernobyl disaster, here's some background. The Chernobyl accident in 1986 was the result of a flawed reactor design that was operated with inadequately trained personnel. The resulting steam explosion and fires released at least 5% of the radioactive reactor core into the atmosphere and downwind. This nuclear plant caused a resettlement of areas from which people were relocated is ongoing. In 2011, Chernobyl was officially declared a tourist attraction. Now on to Haley to discuss the suicide mission.
The suicide mission included three volunteers who helped save Europe. The suicide squad helped prevent a second explosion that may have melted down the entire complex. If it weren't for the suicide mission, a full meltdown may have spread out across half of Europe. The explosion released 400 times as much radioactive fallout as the bomb dropped that the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima in 1945. Fires were extinguished and contained within 6 hours, but people worried there would be a second disaster. In early May, the core was still melting down. Under the reactor was a huge pool of water, coolant for the power plant. The continuous nuclear reaction travel in molten radioactivity melted metal approaching the water. If the radioactive metal reached the water, a steam explosion would have created unimaginable disaster. In order to prevent the second explosion from happening, workers needed to drain the pool underneath the reactor, but the basement had flooded and the valves were underwater. Here goes the story. One soldier and two plant workers all volunteered, strapped on wetsuits, and splashed into the radioactive water. Their flashlights died right away, and they were still able to successfully shut off the valves. The volunteers here told if they died, their families would be provided for. When the three men left the pool, they were already suffering severe radiation symptoms. All three of them died within 3 weeks. These three volunteers weren't the first to enter into the radioactive water. Others had entered to measure the radiation levels. When their flashlights died, they were able to find the valves by feeling around and shutting them off. In the end, these volunteers saved the lives of many Europeans who live today.
Thank you, Haley, for your input. Now on to Maya to talk about the children of the Chernobyl explosion.
Thank you, Dylan and Haley. I'm here to talk about the children that were exposed to the high radiation levels when they were younger than 5 years old. Apparently, they are more likely to suffer from health consequences, including stunting growth, poor dental health, and immune disorders. The Chernobyl children also have a 10 times higher than normal rate of thyroid cancer. Research from our University of Pennsylvania Medical Center found that more than 40% of the patients were children 4 years or younger at the time of the accident. This is the age when the thyroid gland is most sensitive to ionizing radiation. In the Ukraine, 6,000 children are born every year with genetic heart defects. Every year, more than 3,000 Ukrainian children die from lack of medical attention, and there have been a 200% increase in birth defects and a 250% increase in congenital birth deformities in the children born in Chernobyl fallout since 1986. In Belarus, 85% children are deemed to be Chernobyl victims. They carry genetic markers that could affect their health at any time and can be passed on to their children. UNICEF found increases in children's disease rates. There have been a 38% increase in malignant tumors, a 43% increase in blood circulatory illnesses, and a 63% increase in bone, muscle, and connective tissue system disorders. It is not clear what the future of the children affected by the Chernobyl crisis holds, but what we do know is that thanks to the generous donations of medical supplies and clothes, many lives and illnesses are being aided today.
Thank you, Maya and Haley, on your input about the Chernobyl disaster. The Chernobyl disaster is an accident that surely affected many, and our hearts go out to everyone that was affected and who is still affected today. We hope the best for everyone that is facing problems regarding it. In future episodes, we will further discuss similar topics to the Chernobyl disaster, and we hope that you tune in. Signing off, I'm Dylan.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Maya.
Thank you for listening.